Good Thursday morning. Sitting in for Bill Lynch, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup.
The Special Commission could immediately send its inspectors to Baghdad.
Iraq's Deputy Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz signaling that Russia's diplomatic cajoling has apparently done the trick. Baghdad has accepted a plan that would allow all UN weapons inspectors, including Americans, back into the country to resume their work. That initiative was given a late-night airing in a meeting in Geneva among Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and her counterparts from Moscow, Paris, and London. But during a White House appearance this morning, President Clinton signaled that before uncorking the champagne, the U.S. will wait to see if Saddam Hussein does permit a resumption of the inspections.
After that meeting, he said he would do that. In the coming days, we will wait and see whether he does, in fact, comply with the will of the international community.
CBS News correspondent Mark Noller at the White House. Mark, despite the declarations of the Iraqis, the U.S. public position is still one of wariness, isn't it?
It is. The White House is taking a decidedly guarded approach. The White House wants to see that Saddam Hussein lives up to this agreement and allows those weapons inspectors back in unconditionally.
And there is no letdown in the military buildup in the region.
The White House says, and National Security Advisor Sandy Berger told CBS News this morning, that there would be no change in the U.S. deployment of ships and planes to the Persian Gulf, at least not until the U.S. was satisfied that Saddam Hussein was living up to the agreement.
And what about the issue of U-2 overflights?
As far as the U.S. is concerned, those flights will continue because those are part of the U.N. Weapons monitoring operation in Iraq.
Mark, this was an agreement crafted in Moscow. Does the U.S. feel bound by a deal worked out between the Iraqis and Russians?
More than anything else, Nick, the White House is saying it does not feel bound by any agreement between Russia and Iraq. If Russia promised Iraq that it would try to get a timetable for the lifting of sanctions or try to ease the inspection regimen, the U.S. says that's between Russia and Iraq, and it does not intend or feel bound to go along with it.
The devil which could still undo is in the details as the Iraqis see them. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi is in Amman, Jordan.
A leading member of Iraq's rubber-stamp parliament told reporters in Baghdad that Iraq had agreed to this deal on the condition that Russia would guarantee a series of measures, which he says include, quote, reviewing a balanced representation of U.N. Security Council members on the monitoring teams, and they also want the suspension of the inspection of presidential sites, that is, palaces of Saddam Hussein, and they don't want any more flights by U.S.-operated U-2 spy planes, which the United Nations uses to monitor. Those are conditions that probably will be hard for both the United States and the United Nations to swallow, but the Iraqis seem to think that that's what they're going to get.
Newswoman Kimberly Dozier has more on the agreement live from Geneva.
Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says U.N. weapons inspectors may be back in Iraq within 24 hours, a victory she attributed to intensive international diplomacy backed by the use of force.
It looks as though Saddam Hussein has reversed course, but we are not going to declare this over until we really see that the inspectors are in and that they are able, in fact, to carry out their work unconditionally.
Albright dismissed reports that Iraq had made some demands via the Russians vis-a-vis the inspectors. She said neither she nor her permanent Security Council counterparts would accept any conditions. I'm Kimberly Dozier, live in Geneva, Switzerland. More on the story from CBS newsman Robert Berger, live in Bahrain.
The 74 U.N. arms inspectors here in Bahrain waited all day for instructions from New York, but the order to leave for Iraq didn't come. So the inspectors are planning to leave at first light tomorrow and take a 2.5-hour flight to Baghdad. Today, no one here seemed to be in any hurry to leave. Many inspectors spent the day shopping or getting a suntan by the pool. Robert Berger, CBS News, live in Bahrain in the Persian Gulf.
The town of Carlisle, Iowa, is in seventh heaven.
Our hearts are ready to explode. We just can't. We can't contain ourselves.
All that joy spilling over for Bobby McCoy. With a little help from a lot of medical friends, she made history yesterday by giving birth to living septuplets at Iowa Methodist Med Center in Des Moines. The births were breathtaking even for the medical team, including Dr. Paula Mahone.
I would consider this a miracle. That all the babies are so well grown, so well developed.
And doing so well this morning after. Newsman Jim Crisula is in Des Moines. Jim, what's in the works to help the McCoy family handle their lucky seven?
Nick, people all across central Iowa are lining up to help the McCoys in their huge new family of four boys and three girls, the Sensational Seven, as they're being called. Their neighbors have already formed a diaper-changing brigade. Procter & Gamble is donating a lifetime supply of diapers. Several companies have agreed to provide free labor and materials to replace the McCoys' small two-bedroom home. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad.
Obviously, it's in the interest of the city to have them stay in Carlisle. It made Carlisle and Iowa very famous.
The town of Carlisle is working to find a parcel of land to donate to the McCoys for their new home.
Extra! Extra!
The Des Moines Register has sold 50,000 copies of a special edition.
Extra!
The newspaper's donating the proceeds to the McCoys. Jim Brasula, CBS News, live in Des Moines, Iowa.
The prosecution's unveiled explosive evidence in the Sacramento trial of Unabomber suspect Theodore Kaczynski, pages from his own journals in which he wrote starkly, "I intend to start killing people." CBS News legal consultant Michael Sands says this weakens the defense claim that Kaczynski is mentally ill.
He does not believe himself that he is sick and therefore is stating in these journals that he is killing out of a hatred of society.
Jury selection is at the halfway point. First, the Lincoln bedroom, now allegations deep-pocketed campaign contributors locked up final resting places in U.S. military cemeteries. The White House brands outrageous the claims by a conservative magazine that fat cat donors bought their way into Arlington and other national cemeteries. Watching your fat intake could be more complicated than you thought. New research in today's New England Journal of Medicine shows that, at least for women, it's not the total amount of fat that affects your risk of heart attack, but the type of fat. The worst kind, saturated fat found in red meat and dairy food and trans fats, in margarine, baked desserts, and fried goods. A Senate task force takes up the nuts and bolts of the looming Social Security funding crisis in the 21st century. Howard Ehrenstein reports from Washington.
Everyone knows the system is on shaky ground. But the chairman of the Social Security Task Force, Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, says the time has come to start doing something about it.
If we don't start discussing it substantively and start putting real solutions on the table, we'll never reach a solution.
Gregg's task force will hear from Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan and officials of the Government Accounting Office who are expected to move up by several years the predicted point of insolvency.
Beginning in the first decade of the next century, we're going to have some very serious problems with the Social Security system and the paying for it.
Gregg puts baby boomers on notice that Social Security may not have the funds it needs when they're ready to retire. Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit shot up in September to its highest level in 8 months. The Dow is up 47 points. That's the World News Roundup. For Bill Lynch, I'm Nick Young, CBS News.